Everyone has a fave Wendy's Frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo Brownie Fusion, Pop-Tarts Strawberry Fusion, Strawberry Swirl, Brownie Batter Swirl, Caramel Swirl, and Caramel Crunch Fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to Frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co., LLC. Used with permission.
Hello and good morning, listeners. Welcome to another edition of News on the Go. This is your host, Ashwin. On the 3rd of March, giving you a roundup of what's happening around the world. On the news today, High Court revokes ban on Pepsi using Tamil Nadu river water. Snapchat popped on its first day of trading with shares up by 44%. Nintendo launches its Switch console. Mixed reviews about that. India Supreme Court hears a liquor baron's loan default case. Bitcoin reached parity with gold. And schools reopen in Kashmir after 8 months. First piece on the news today is that the High Court revokes the ban on Pepsi and Cola using Tamil Nadu river water. The Madras High Court on Thursday revoked the ban on Pepsi and Coca-Cola from using there is a specific river water that was banned from being used, but now they revoked that ban. The company had been banned from using the river's water on plea that they were depriving farmers of their livelihood. They paid only 0.37 rupees per 1,000 liters of water and sold their beverages at a much higher cost, the plea contended. Next piece on the news is that Snapchat popped on its first day of trading with shares up by 44%, a triumphant debut for Snap. The company's 200 million shares changed hands furiously, accounting for 10% of trading volume on the NYSE. The shares closed about $24, suggesting a $33 billion valuation and a $1.5 billion payday for CEO Ivan Spiegel. Nintendo launches its Switch console. The highly anticipated new hybrid mobile gaming platform is expected to be in short supply. But it may be better to wait. Early reviews have found some bugs. Vijay Mallya and the news. India's Supreme Court hears a liquor baron's loan default case. Vijay Mallya is accused of embezzling a 9 billion rupee loan from a government-owned bank. The government is trying to get Mallya back owed by his defunct Kingfisher airline. Next piece on the news today is that the Bitcoin reached parity with gold. As of Thursday, one unit of digital currency is worth more than a troy ounce of gold. For the first time, Bitcoin's growth has been fueled by its popularity as an investment vehicle in China, along with global political turmoil. Last piece on the news today, some happy news in Kashmir. Schools reopen in Kashmir after 8 months. Yes, they reopen on Wednesday after a break of about 8 months due to unrest in the valley following the killing of Hizbul Mujahideen Commander Burhan Wani and subsequent winter break. The government had ordered their closure after over 20 schools were torched by assailants during the unrest. In fact, I was in Kashmir sometime in August and schools were closed back then too. It was a gloomy atmosphere, unsafe and deserted. Meanwhile, some schools in snow-covered areas will reopen on March 13th. I'm sure the kids can't wait to get back to studying. Imagine 8 months without school. That's all for the news today, guys. On the 3rd of March, you're listening to News on the Go, and I'll see you on Monday, same time. In the meanwhile, I'm leaving you with Sunset Lover by Petit Biscuit.
Oh, Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.